I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Tensaw Parish Sheriff Ricky Jones says that 13-year-old Sarah Telefero was killed Sunday afternoon in a swimming accident in Tensaw Parish. She is the daughter of First United Methodist Church of West Monroe Senior Pastor John Telefero. It happened on Lake Bruin in Tensaw Parish, where part of a summer youth group trip at First United Methodist Church in Monroe had traveled there. The Tensaw Parish Sheriff says that there were four girls swimming in the lake when they were electrocuted by an unknown source. Two children were flown to regional hospitals and later released. One is in critical condition. Telefero suffered fatal injuries in the incident. Last week, the University of Louisiana Monroe experienced a data security breach when a new ULM's employee email account was accessed by an unauthorized individual. ULM Executive Vice President Stephen Richter says the phishing scam was traced to a computer server in Croatia.
This person who perpetrated the attack phished approximately 80 email accounts at the university. One person responded.
The university was able to shut down the email account and reroute the account to ULM's computing center. Richter says IT personnel noted some personal information may have been compromised.
And we did find a document that had personal information, some personal information from former graduates.
Richter says information of students who graduated from fall of 2013 and spring of 2014 may be at risk. Data security measures have been reinforced with the ULM Foundation staff. The university is purchasing additional software that can monitor a ULM server for any content that contains personal information. Richter says the employee who responded to the fraudulent email is subject to disciplinary action in accordance to university policy. All students were contacted by the university about the data breach. Louisiana's Republican Party has refused to consider a proposed change for endorsements, a proposal encouraging Republicans who lose in the federal primary to unite behind a Republican in the runoff also never got to the floor Saturday. The state GOP Executive Committee's early endorsement of Congressman Bill Cassidy's challenge to Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu irked some supporters of retired Rob Manus, a Tea Party favorite from Madisonville. They propose requiring the party's elected ruling body, the State Central Committee, to make endorsements after candidates qualify. The Rules Committee decided to wait until the next regular meeting. That will come after the primary. The Party Resolutions Committee tabled the party unity proposal. Sponsor Mike Bayham could not get 2/3 of the vote needed to bypass the committee. The 66th Annual Primetime Emmy Awards will air tonight on NBC, and there are five Louisiana-made series and miniseries that are all in the running for some nice honors. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern has more.
Louisiana Entertainment Executive Director Chris Stelly says True Detective, Bonnie and Clyde, American Horror Story, and Tremé are all nominated for their amazing storylines.
Top Chef New Orleans, of course, you know, it's the food.
He says all of these shows have that one thing in common, which is the fact that Louisiana, as a backdrop, acts as its own character, which viewers love. Stelly says we'll find out tonight if Matthew McConaughey will pick up the Best Actor Emmy for his role in True Detective, the way he did for Dallas Buyers Club, which was also filmed in Louisiana. Michelle Southern reporting.
This is KEDM News.